So we stood in the office of Bishop Nicholas Hudson at Archbishop's House in Westminster just to find out more about a new initiative of the Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis, a national department of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Bishop Hudson, it's nice to see you. Can you tell us a little bit more about what it is the Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis has actually commissioned recently?
Yes, for the last few years, the Department for Evangelisation and Catechesis has commissioned a good number of interesting pieces of work aimed at reaching out to non-church-going Catholics. And the most recent piece of work is geared particularly to parents who choose to send their children to Catholic schools. Six primary schools, Catholic primary schools across the five provinces, have asked parents if they'd be willing to volunteer to be interviewed, both on paper and also verbally. And what is special about this piece of research is that for the first time we've given parents the opportunity to speak for themselves. We've been listening, obviously, to parents through the parishes, catechists, educationalists, clergy indeed. But this is the first time that we're listening to the parents themselves direct, and I think that's what's making this research project particularly interesting.
And how is it that they're being listened to directly? What mechanisms are being used to capture their voice or voices?
The tools that we used were straightforward: verbal oral interviews, but preceded by something of a survey, which the parents seemed to find very interesting to fill in. I think what I would stress is that this was voluntary, and we were struck at the number of parents in the different schools who wanted to contribute, and also the diversity of backgrounds that they represented. Some of them were practicing Catholics, families who most certainly come to church every Sunday and every holy day of obligation, but many others who find that the practice that the church asks of them isn't part of their faith life. And it's very interesting to hear from them why not.
So when is the research being made available, and what actually is happening on the same day? I believe there's something very significant going to be offered.
There's a big gathering on Wednesday the 5th of November at Vaughan House alongside Westminster Cathedral. So the researcher, Dr. Anne Casson, is going to be with us to present her paper, and that paper is going to be available on the Bishops' Conference website from that moment, effectively. And Anne is going to present her work to some 60 people representing all the five provinces in which the research was done, and indeed representing many facets of the church's life. In terms of who'll be there, there'll be clergy, lay people, laymen and women, religious, with people from the Marriage and Family Life Network, representatives from Catholic schools, most certainly, people within dioceses whose role is to coordinate evangelisation, as well as parish clergy and parishioners, of course.
And so what will be offered on the day?
The morning will be about listening in a more formal way to the researcher present her work, and then I'm going to give a few preliminary reflections in the light of what Dr. Anne has presented, and then we'll listen to one another. And then after lunch we're going to move into workshops, very much in the spirit of hoping for practical outcomes from the day, because we might share with one another ideas that suggest themselves in the light of Dr. Anne's research work. And that's very much the spirit of this whole project. Our hope is that by listening to the parents telling us what they would hope for from the Catholic school, from the parish, and for the principal players in the parish school community, ways in which we can help them feel more part of the parish community, more part of parish life. The word we're often meeting in our efforts to reach out to non-church-going Catholics is the word threshold. And it's a word that strikes me very forcibly in hearing the fruits of Dr. Casson's research. What she's identified is the importance of the Catholic school as a threshold for meeting Catholic parents, both practicing and non-practicing ones, but a threshold where we can go deeper with them. I find, as I reflect on the voices that I'm hearing from these 37 parents, that I'm deeply touched to hear their faith and also to hear their struggles and to hear their questions, to hear their searching, to hear their yearning for instruction, their yearning for guidance, and their yearning for welcome. They want to be part of the Catholic community, but many of them are saying, in a way we haven't quite heard them say before, that they don't quite know how.